Shalom, everybody. In this week's Parsha, we read, of course, about the greatest gift that Hashem gave to humans. We read about Matan Torah, the gift of the Torah on Har Sinai. And regarding that gift on Har Sinai, the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, Daf Samaches Amud Beis, the following. Rav Yosef, Biyoma Diatzarta, Amar Rav Yosef, on Shavuos, used to say, Avdi Li Eglatilsa, prepare for me a choice third-born calf. It was looked at as a premium delicacy, a calf that was the third-born of its mother. And why did Rav Yosef want such a fancy, special meal? Amar Rav Yosef used to say, Ilo hayoma dekagarim, were it not for Shavuos, were it not for the day that the Torah was given, kama Yosef ika b'shuka, how many Yosefs would there be in the shuk? How many Yosefs would there be in the market? I would just be another Yosef. But what does that mean? How many Yosefs would be in the shuk were it not for the Torah? Of course, Rav Yosef is not saying that he celebrates on Shavuos because the Torah was given that day and therefore he receives kavod because of it. Of course he's not saying that. He's not saying, of course, that were it not for the Torah, he'd be just like every other Yosef in the street. Kama Yosef ika b'shuka. That's not what he's saying. So what is he saying? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara that Rav Yosef understood that the Torah is not, chas v'shalom, just another intellectual exercise. The Torah is not just something we fill our heads with, chas v'shalom. Learning Torah, acquiring Torah, making the Torah a part of who we are, all of that transforms a person. It changes a person. A person who learns Torah, a person who lives Torah, becomes a different person. And were it not for the Torah, says Rav Yosef, I'd be unchanged. I'd be unelevated. But with the gift of Torah, I'm a different person. I'm a better person. I'm a more holy person. I'm a person closer to God. I'm a finite being connecting with the infinite. And that is certainly worth celebrating with a wonderful delicacy. That's Rashi on the Gemara in Psachim, and other Mefarshim give other beautiful explanations to this Gemara. And another beautiful approach is given by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993. It's found in the Sefer Drashos HaRav on page 97. Rav Soloveitchik says that when Rav Yosef said that were it not for the Torah, kama Yosef ika b'shuka, how many Yosefs would be in the shuk, he was not referring to other Yosefs. He was referring to himself. He said that were it not for the Torah, there would be many of me in the shuk. There would be many Yosefs. I'd be one person in the office with one set of rules on ethics and a mode of conduct, and I'd be another person in the supermarket with another set of rules and ethics and mode of conduct. And I'd be a third person in the gym with yet another way to act, with other rules to follow. And I'd be another person in the shuk, etc., etc. There would be many Yosefs, many different sides to me, were it not for the Torah. I could be spiritual and ethical and virtuous when I was in shul, but there would be no reason for me to act properly outside of shul. If there were no Shavuos, if there were no Matan Torah, there would be no consistency in the way I acted. It would be all up to me. And I could act any way I want, in a way that served me, even if that meant stepping on people along the way. Sure, I'd be holy in shul, but that holiness, that godliness, would end the minute I stepped foot outside into what they call the real world. But now that the Torah was given, and now that I have had the zechus to learn it and to let the Torah become a part of me, says Rav Yosef, now there's only one Yosef. I'm the same Yosef in shul and in the gym and in the office. Everything I do and everywhere I go, I am the same person with the same set of halachos and the same goals to create a Kiddush Hashem in the world. There's only one Yosef now, not many. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik, and perhaps one can suggest that that is exactly why Rav Yosef celebrated Matan Torah, not only with learning Torah, of course we do that, but also with a very fancy and delicious feast, and that happens to be the subject and the context of the Gemara there. Now that the Torah has been given, and now that I am the same Yosef everywhere I go and in everything I do, it's quite fitting that I use everything at my disposal to serve Hashem. I don't just serve Hashem in Shul or in the Beis Medrash. I also serve Hashem in the gym and in the supermarket and in the office. And also with this delicious meal, I can and I must use everything in this world to serve Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.